Steamboat Dreams, New Albany's Early Years, on This Moment of Indiana History. Arriving at the Falls of the Ohio in 1813, Joel, Abner, and Nathaniel Scribner discovered the bustling community of Louisville on the south side of the river and Clarksville on the north. So the brothers ventured farther west to name a settlement for their hometown of Albany, New York. New Albany's economy benefited so greatly from the freight business that thrived along the Ohio River in the 1810s and 1820s that the first design of the Floyd County seal featured an engraved steamboat. But the Falls of the Ohio, located between Clarksville and Louisville, presented a significant barrier to traffic on the river at the time. Rather than wait until the water was deep enough to risk sailing over the falls, shippers often operated two steamboat lines, one between Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Louisville, the other running from Louisville to New Orleans. At the falls, steamboats would unload their cargo and transfer it to wagons or smaller boats, then reload everything onto the other line for the rest of the journey. New Albany was perfectly situated to take advantage of this transshipment business. Local merchants promoted their town as the real head of navigation on the Ohio-Mississippi system. As it turned out, New Albany had enough ferries to connect it with other ports along the river, but not enough serviceable inland routes. In particular, the road to Jeffersonville, the closest major Indiana port town above the Falls of the Ohio, was roughly constructed and poorly maintained. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.